This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And I misspoke earlier. I said that the ForkFest website is not up. The site's there, but there's nothing on it. And it was due to technical reasons pointed at the empty site at the moment. So if you want to find ForkFest discussion, just go to forum.forkfest.party, and that's where you'll find people talking about what's going to happen this year, which is just now getting started. That's forum.forkfest.party. As Ian and Daryl continue here, we started a story just barely in the last hour about the state of California has been sued by the Trump administration, by their Justice Department. Attorney General Jeff Sessions claims they're going to be fighting what they call unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional policies. He claims that he's going to fight to make the jobs of law enforcement safer and help them reduce crime in America. The state's Democratic Governor Jerry Brown fired back, quote, "At a time of unprecedented political turmoil, Jeff Sessions has come to California to further divide and polarize America. Jeff, these political stunts may be the norm in Washington, but they don't work here. Sad." Unquote. Federal officials are seeking an injunction to immediately block enforcement of the three California laws, which were enacted within the past year. One of those laws offers additional worker protections against federal immigration enforcement actions. Senior Justice Department officials have said it's prevented companies from voluntarily cooperating with immigration and customs enforcement officials. It's a strange thing to say. The law prevents voluntary cooperation with the feds? Employers are, man, I don't know if I agree with whatever their interpretation is. I suspect it's designed to favor their viewpoint.
Now,
obviously,
my understanding, because I've read articles about what the law is, the law prohibits an employer from cooperating absent having a warrant.
In fact, it says here the employers are mandated under the law to demand that ICE agents present a warrant or subpoena before entering certain areas of the premises or when accessing some employee records. Some companies have complained they felt torn between trying to comply with seemingly contradictory state and federal statutes, since penalties for noncompliance can be steep from both entities. So yeah, which gang do you want to, you know, comply with here? They're both threatening you. So again, I'm not in favor of forcing businesses to demand a warrant. I think it's a good idea. I think that you absolutely should demand a warrant, but if you just want to bend over and let the federal government do whatever it is they want to do, then I guess that should be your freedom. I think it's, you know, unfortunate, but there are some people that love to be obedient. It makes them feel good to submit.
Yeah, and I'm kind of torn on this.
Okay, what do you mean?
Because, you know, ultimately what the state law is doing is protecting the workers from being, you know, wrongly arrested just because the employer is, yeah, okay, go ahead and look at all of my files.
Right.
Go ahead, arrest my fry cook. Not that I know any employers that would necessarily say, go ahead and arrest my fry cook.
In some cases, they arrest a good chunk of the employees. I mean, if we're talking about a manufacturing facility, I remember hearing a story about one of those that they just basically decimated a town. I forget which state that was, but
it
was several years
generally
back.
That's a thing. They come in and say, you're suspected of, and then they, you know, handcuff the boss so that the boss can't go tell his employees, hey, you're about to get arrested, guys.
Employees, or some companies have complained they felt torn. Another state law dubbed by known critics as the Sanctuary State Bill protects immigrants without legal residency by limiting state and municipal cooperation with the feds, including what information can be shared about illegal immigrant inmates. While a third law gives state officials the power to monitor and inspect immigrant detention facilities, either run directly by or contracted through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Now, that's an interesting one. I mean, they're basically saying, hey, if you're having a detention facility on our state property, then we're going to be able to go in there and look at it. Now, of course, I would imagine the feds would argue it's not your state property. That's federal land that we have that on. So that this does seem to be sort of brewing to an interesting conflict here.
Right, and, you know, hopefully the Californians wind up realizing that they're running into some conflicts with the federal government, and they go ahead and they sign those petitions that are being circulated to put secession on the ballot, and then California just go ahead, declare independence. You'll be the fifth largest economy in the world.
I know. It'd be incredible.
You're not going to have to deal with Donald Trump and his tiny little hands and his border wall.
And now they're going to screw it up, too, because, you know, they believe in big government in California. California is the number 49th most free state of the 50 states, so it is not a place where people who care about freedom really should be spending much time.
Oh, and I hope that my statement shouldn't be construed as, hey, freedom lovers, go to California.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's great, though. I really do hope they secede. The Justice Department has said it's confident that the Constitution's Supremacy Clause gives it broad authority to supersede state laws that they say interfere with their immigration enforcement obligations. Still, state officials in the past have cited the Tenth Amendment's guarantee of states not being compelled to enforce federal laws. The California Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, said, quote, "We've seen this B-rated movie before, so we're not totally surprised," unquote. The Justice Department is also reviewing Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf's decision to warn of an immigration sweep in advance, which I said allowed hundreds of immigrants to escape detention. Quote, "Oakland is a city of immigrants," said the mayor. "We will continue to exercise our legal right to exist as a sanctuary city. We will continue to inform all residents about their constitutional rights, and we will continue to support California's sanctuary status." The Democratic mayor responded, "What an unusual circumstance. You now have a state government, or in this case a city government of Oakland, informing people." Now, I don't know how accurate the information is, but they are informing people, they claim, about their constitutional rights, letting people know, hey, if an officer comes up to you on the streets and starts to ask you questions, you don't have to answer their questions. Now, you know, this isn't legal advice, but that's my understanding as a longtime police accountability activist.
Right, and the ACLU, they even have little trifolds that you can, and when I say little trifold, I mean it's something you can fit in your wallet that folds out.
Yeah, yeah, like a Know Your Rights card.
That is Know Your Rights if dealing with ICE.
Exactly. And we've actually seen those, and they are pretty great. So I'm glad to hear this. I mean, I don't mind when governments fight other governments. That doesn't really bother me. There's a lot of things that governments do that bother me, and, you know, they usually have to do with destroying people's rights and freedoms.
Right.
But if it's one government fighting another government, I mean, I understand that the courts cost money and the
federal government. Right, and here we're talking about, you know, like the fighting of words, not fighting with
not
missiles and bombs and spears and guns.
Right. But, you know, I understand that the courts cost money, and certainly there are some costs with having these little spats, but at least they're not spending that money fighting individuals, right? They're not going after the little guy in this case. And, in fact, it's ironic to see, you know,
government... they're fighting over whether or not they can spend money to arrest and detain and deport people.
Well, they're going to keep spending money whether or not this fight happens, but at the very least, it's nice to see a state government standing up to the feds. And this is something that we need to see more of. I mean, certainly here in New Hampshire, we've done it a little bit, like with the seat belts, where New Hampshire state government continues to reject seat belt proposals by statists who want to force seat belts on all adults.
Yes.
And the state has continued to vote those proposals down. And that also means they're refusing millions of dollars in federal funds, which is to say your money, taxpayer money, that could be coming to the state of New Hampshire. The state has said no to that, and they've done it on a couple of different occasions.
Right, so. And New Hampshire is a donor state, meaning that more money leaves New Hampshire going to the federal government than comes back from the federal government. And even more so, since there was the border dispute between Maine and New Hampshire that I didn't even know about until recently. Apparently, the naval shipyard that for a long time had been in New Hampshire is actually in Maine.
Oh, is this over in the Portsmouth area?
Yeah, because the way the border between Maine and New Hampshire was defined as a certain spot in the river.
Well, they can have it. I mean, we don't need any federal shipyards.
Yeah.
So the fewer federal installations we have, the easier the secession of New Hampshire should be, right?
Yep.
If it ever, and hopefully when it comes to that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about the federal lawsuit against the state of California. And are Californians going to rise up and demand secession as a result of the ongoing conflict? You tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to join us right here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And And Daryl?
We are sharing with you what I would consider to be good news. That is, the federal government is fighting with the state government of California. Two of the least freedom-oriented governmental organizations on the planet, now engaged in a court battle thanks to the Justice Department. Now, I'm not saying I support the Justice Department in their arguments here. I like the idea of sanctuary states. I like the idea of a state government actually doing something to protect their people from the federal government's predations and violence. So, I mean, I understand that the California government hasn't been particularly libertarian in the way that they've done that. So, I mean, we have our critiques of it. But regardless,
right.
I can still appreciate the sentiment there. If you want to call in and share with your with us your thoughts, our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line to allow you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You know, something I did last night, Daryl, was I was, you know, helping out with some of the Fork Fest planning that we started yesterday.
Yes.
Johnson and Will and I had been conferring about a few different things. And once we had sort of all decided, well, let's do it these dates, because last year was the 5 days prior to Porkfest, so this year it's the 5 days prior to Porkfest. We're having Forkfest from June 14th through the 18th. And so, of course, I went straight to liberty.menu thinking, all right, well, I need to add this to the events listing on liberty.menu, because we talk about liberty.menu a lot here.
Yep.
I am one of the top 10 submitters on liberty.menu. I think I'm at, like, number 8, so I think you're number 1.
Yes.
At the moment.
Yes, I am.
Because you get points on liberty.menu in reference to anything that you create on the site. Anything you kind of contribute to the site is worth something
right.
in the point system on that site. It's not a cryptocurrency or anything like that, but maybe it should be. It's a cool little kind of gamified
system. Well, the points can be redeemed once you get enough of them.
Really?
Yes.
For what?
Various things that...
Oh, cool.
And I'll go to
like
the
an upgrade?
Site.
Some kind of an upgrade?
Let
Badges?
Me go to the thing, and I'll actually
right.
wind up telling you.
So they
but,
are worth something. That's, yeah. that's good to know. So I went and I created an event entry for Forkfest 2018. It is there for the dates that are appropriate, if the location is appropriate, which, of course, is Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire, and once again, June 14th through the 18th. And then I made a handy subdomain so you can easily get to that event page by going to rsvp.forkfest.party. And so then you can, one of the things that I didn't know about liberty.menu is event listings have a, hey, are you coming kind of thing, where, you know how on like Facebook events, people can indicate whether or not they're attending.
Yes.
Same thing's true on liberty.menu, and it's not Facebook. So,
right.
of course, I love the idea of doing things off of Facebook, because I think Facebook is intentionally crippling their platform. And I think there's plenty of evidence for that. That's not speculation, that Facebook makes it difficult to reach the people that want you to reach them, that want to follow your posts or your page or your event. It makes it hard to reach those people, and then they demand money, and they say, oh, you want to reach your fans? You want to reach all these people that say they want to hear what you have to say? Well, just give us $20 in Facebook advertising, and we'll promote your link to them. And whether that actually works effectively or not is another question, but I don't feel good giving those people any money for giving me a crippled platform. Whereas with liberty.menu, it's completely free to use, and you can just go right in there and indicate that you plan to attend Forkfest or whatever other events might happen to be in your area over at liberty.menu.
Yeah, and then they have the Liberty Store, and the link used to be very easy to find for the Liberty Store, where I just did wind up finding it, and there are a couple of things on here you can get. Stickers and
like liberty.menu stickers.
So there's state that's gonna state, give me
sure
liberty
are.
Or give me death. And then there cool. is a sticker pack where it's a combo of those two. So
and you can redeem points for that.
Yes.
That's pretty sweet. So check out liberty.menu. The main goal of it is to allow libertarian businesses and events and digital media creators to connect with potential customers and, you know, viewers and buyers and that sort of thing. So check it out. It's free to use at liberty.menu. And once again, if you want to get to that ForkFest entry, just go jump straight to rsvp.forkfest.party, and that'll take you right to the entry on liberty.menu. So an estimated 2.5 million immigrants, this is from Fox News, are believed to be in California illegally. In the most recent figures, ICE has reported about 16% of its enforcement apprehensions take place in that state. Oh, isn't that a cute term? Enforcement apprehension. It's not the same thing as an arrest or a kidnapping. It's just an apprehension. You've been apprehended.
Right, and legally, it is not an arrest because you go to a detention facility.
And you're not being charged with a criminal act?
Correct. Violating immigration laws is not a criminal offense. It is a violation. The same as jaywalking is a violation.
But you usually don't get taken to a detention facility if you're jaywalking.
Right.
So it sure feels like you are a criminal, right? Like it feels like.
Oh, certainly.
Being,
And then if you get deported, then, you know, little flags go on your thing to where you're not legally allowed to enter the country for certain periods of time. So, yeah, you know, it has basically the effects of being criminal, but legally, it is not a criminal offense.
Because that's what you can do in legal land. You can just call something something else, and then it's something else, even though it feels like it looks like it appears to be by all, you know, the rose by other names, right?
Yes. So when the judge is sleeping, no. The court can't hear you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, the judge can't hear you. The court hear you unless you stand.
Unless you're crippled, in which case then the court can hear you while you're sitting.
Right. But, you know, we've seen where the judge will say, the court can't hear you unless you stand, sir.
Oh, it's a religion. I mean, it's straight up a bizarre kind of worshipful religion. You've even got pews in the room usually with these judges. It's very orderly, very quiet, and they have certain they have certain things that they go through regularly. That I'm not using the right term for it, but
rituals,
rites or rituals. Yeah, that they go through, and it's creepy. It's really creepy. And then you've got this man who's referring to himself in the third person as the court. And then you also have the prosecutor who will refer to themselves as the state of New Hampshire or the state of, you know, fill in the blank. They're not an individual. They are the state. And some of these questions came up during my recent trial when I was on trial for so-called misuse of plates, where I got to ask lots of fun questions to the police officer in that particular case.
Including, did you make sure that you wrote down the correct violation here? Because what I'm seeing and what you wrote are not the same.
And, of course, that didn't matter, as I predicted that it wouldn't. So even though they totally wrote down the wrong RSA that they charged me with.
Yep, because their rules say that we can amend at any time as justice requires.
They got their justice. 12 hours
justice
of community
requires
service.
It, Ian.
Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to see that recent court hearing, it's in full, including the pullover with you and I, Daryl, and including the sentencing hearing, the whole thing. I made one long video out of it. It's over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. We'll continue with the conflict between California and the federal government, which is suing the state of California over immigration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or join us on the Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. There are hundreds of people who have taken the time to jump into the Discord and chat over in various different categories. We've got show categories for Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom. There are general discussion, New Hampshire-related discussion, gaming, cryptocurrency discussions, all of that. Plus, there's a special AMP-only, contributor-only section for people that support directly Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, so you get special chat rooms just for you. So if you haven't gotten on Discord yet, it's cool, man. There's apps that you can get, so you can use the web version if you want, or you can actually have an app for your smartphone or other smart device or your laptop or desktop. So I've got Discord on my phone and the studio computer here, so pretty much wherever I am, I can be in there, because there's a lot of times interesting, fun, good discussions happening there at discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking about the California, state of California and their new immigration protections that they've put into place over the last year, three different state laws, and they have now been sued for their efforts by the federal government. the Trump administration Department of Justice suing, saying that the state of California is getting in the way of their immigration and customs enforcement, and they want to put a stop to these three laws. The latest legal action, according to Fox News, is part of an aggressive push to enforce existing immigration laws, with Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, in previous remarks citing a porous U.S. border with Mexico and the threat of criminal activity by immigrant gangs. Federal officials repeatedly have cited the case of Kate Steinle, shot to death by an illegal alien and seven-time felon in San Francisco, one of 35 communities in the state declaring itself a sanctuary city. See, Daryl, there's violent immigrants, therefore, police state.
There are also violent people that were born and raised in the United States of America. Does that mean that we're going to prevent people from having babies?
Absolutely not. They're going to incentivize that through the welfare system.
Where's the legal and moral and ethical difference?
Indeed.
Oh, right. Those people look different. Just admit you're a xenophobe.
The difference, actually, Daryl, is if you have people that are raised by the state, people who are raised essentially by the welfare system, those people are actually more likely, in my opinion, to be violent, to be criminal. They're more likely to stay sort of within the institutional realm. They maybe went, were taken from their parents by the state
right.
when they were younger, put into foster homes, put under state care, put under various different state programs. And what do you know? A lot of those people end up going to jail when they become a so-called adult. And they stay in these institutions costing taxpayers money and basically wasting their life away. Whereas immigrants, most of whom are coming here, are actually coming to make a better life. They're coming to work hard. They're coming to open up their own businesses. They're coming to make their lives better than where it was that they were leaving, as opposed to these state-run institutions that just crank out more criminals. So
right.
It's even worse when it's the state raising people.
Right, but of course, you know, you're never going to hear one of these, you know, law and order conservatives ever even think of saying that people in the United States should not be allowed to have babies,
right.
even though the statistics show that people born and raised in the United States commit crimes at a higher rate than immigrants.
It's absolutely true. The Justice Department and Justice Department in January threatened California and other states with subpoenas and a loss of grant money for repeatedly failing to respond to requests for immigration compliance under a federal law known as Section 1373. Federal officials would not say whether other states were at risk of similar lawsuits over their alleged noncompliance with immigration laws. Well, I would bet that if the feds are successful with this suit, then other suits will be imminent. But I'm also interested to see how California responds to this, because so far they've been pretty good at going up against the federal government, not backing down, at least in this particular instance. Maybe this will give them some gumption to do the same in other areas where the federal government is demanding that they do or not do certain things. Maybe their response to being sued will be, all right, well, maybe you can sue us on these other things then, because we're going to start doing those too, like refusing federal payments or something like that.
Right, and there was a ruling, and I happen to have remembered this when you mentioned, you know, wonder if there's going to be other lawsuits against other sanctuary jurisdictions. There was a ruling back in September. Federal court ruled in favor of the city of Chicago because Sessions and company wanted to withhold federal grants from so-called sanctuary cities. City of Chicago sued, saying, hey, we meet the criteria that they're laying out for sanctuary, and they can't just take the grants away from us after they've already given them. Went to federal court, and the judge said, yeah, Chicago, you're right.
They can't take the grants away.
They cannot.
All right. Well, that's good. We'll see what happens
now,
in this case.
They can wind up putting conditions on new grants,
right.
but they can't add new conditions on existing grants.
Makes sense. And so I love it.
Now, if they were smart, they could wind up just phasing out all of the existing grants and then putting new conditions on new grants.
And maybe they are smart enough to do that, maybe not, but it will be interesting to see here.
I don't think they're smart enough.
Oh, here's headlines here. I just searched for California secession, since we were saying, hey, yeah,
yep.
is this conflict between the feds and California going to escalate? Could this result in more people in California saying, all right, well, we'll just go ahead and leave? Attorney General Jeff Sessions, according to TheHill.com, issued a warning to California the same day he announced the lawsuit that we just discussed by the Department of Justice. Quote, I understand that we have a wide variety of political opinions out there on immigration, but the law is in the books and its purposes are clear and just, he said during a speech to California's Peace Officers Association. Quote, there is no nullification. There is no secession. Federal law is the supreme law of the land. I would invite any doubters to go to Gettysburg, to the tombstones of John C. Calhoun and Abraham Lincoln. This matter has been settled. There you go, Daryl. They're ready to go. They're ready to go to another civil war over secession. That is what he is suggesting. He's basically invoking Barack Obama's answer to Texas back in the year 2012.
Yeah.
When you may recall, after the 2012 election and Barack Obama's reelection, he was asked a question. There was a White House, I don't know if it still exists, but there was a White House website.
Petition.whitehouse.gov.
I wonder if they've taken it down. It's still there.
It's there under, like, archives, something. So what was that? I don't believe you can.
So there was this big petition with over, I think, 100,000 signatures saying, hey, Texas says we want to leave, we want to secede from this union. You okay with that? And basically Barack Obama's his answer was the same as Jeff Sessions. Was like, well, we settled that in the Civil War. You ain't going anywhere.
Governor Jerry Brown on Wednesday slammed Attorney General Jeff Sessions for initiating a reign of terror against immigrants in California, saying, quote, this is basically going to war against the state of California, the engine of the American economy. It's not wise, it's not right, and it will not stand.
Whoa, I like that. I mean, normally tough talk doesn't impress me from politicians, but, man, when they fight with each other, bring it on, man. Bring on the ring. Get them out in the ring, and I want to see them pound each other. By the way, you missed last night. Dave in New York called in, and he wanted to go off about his least favorite female wrestlers in WWE. And I was like, Dave, you need to call when Daryl's on.
Who were they?
There was one named Paige, and I looked her up. She's pretty foxy.
Yeah, she's like a goth British chick.
Yeah, he doesn't like the goth thing, I guess.
Okay.
Which I'm not particularly into it, but she's still pretty foxy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But yeah, he didn't like
her.
Too bad
she's going to have to retire, basically.
Is this because of the sex tape?
No, because of getting bonked in the head too many times. Ooh. Plus she's had back problems.
Yeah, no good.
She's 25 and being told that you can't do this anymore.
That's hard.
Yeah, the thing you've been doing since you were 14, you can't do anymore.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You got any thoughts on secession? It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here to bring up whatever's on your mind. On Free Talk Live with your host, Ian.
And Daryl.
We've also got Skype where you can join us to talk about whatever you want. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can also call in the on-air call-in line room of our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. I got the Blink Home security system installed here at the LRN studios, and it was super easy to do. I mean, it really couldn't get less complicated. All you have to do is get the system over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. You get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for 1 wired camera. And that's right, these cameras are wireless, which is why it's so easy to install. You just unbox them, put the batteries in, which are included, and then place the cameras where you want them. You then plug in the hub and get that all set up with your Wi-Fi enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. Super easy to do, and then once you're all set, it'll send you clips of what's happening in front of the camera at the times you specify to your device. So wherever you happen to be in the world, you'll get to see what's going on in your home, or if you've got a small office, I think this would be fine for that too. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. So we've been talking about the big bad federal government going after the awful government of California. Two terrible, oppressive states fighting one another now in court. The federal government bringing a lawsuit against the state of California. And basically the governor of California, as you read a quote just a few moments ago, said this is a declaration of war against the state of California.
I don't think he used the word declaration, but he
did say war, right? This is
yes.
War. And, I mean, that's not to say that troops are going to roll across the borders
right.
necessarily, but they are fighting, and
yes.
that means that those resources that they're using to fight one another aren't being used to fight average people within the state. So from that aspect, it's a good thing. And ultimately, while I would like to see California succeed in its particular, you know, this venue. I want to see them defeat the federal government.
Yes.
Not because I support California on its own. I don't support a state in general. I'm against the idea of states. But given the choice between one giant mega state known as the United States and a less mega state known as the state of California, which on its own would be a fairly formidable state government.
Right. And while pulling up, looking for any news on California secession, there's proposals for the more conservative parts of California to leave the coastal parts of California.
That's right. We had one of those guys actually call the show to talk about their movement. It's different from the Jefferson movement, which is the state
Correct.
Of Jefferson. They had a schism. They had a fork. And so now there's a different movement. I forget what, I think it's like California Republic, or I forget what they're calling the other group. But yeah, yeah, there's a couple of different, few different, actually, secession initiatives there within the state of California. There's the kind of the lefty one, which is the big one. That's the one that's the most popular.
That's the one to get California to secede from the United States.
Correct.
And then the one being backed by the conservatives is to get parts of California to secede from California and become a new state within the United States.
Which is really lame, but, you know, hey,
right.
More power to them. If that's what they want to do, it'll still be some level of secession. And so, I mean, I tend to support all levels of secession, whether it's a state seceding in two and then that other state joining the U.S. I think that's a mistake, but, you know, they feel like they need to. Or the state leaving entirely and becoming its own nation.
Right.
The more decentralization we can have, the better. So given the choice between a mega state known as the United States and a less mega state, I will side with California. And I hope that they have some success. In fact, you've even got Sessions taking to the podium and saying specifically that there is no secession. He says federal law is the supreme law of the land, and he would invite any doubters to go to Gettysburg to visit the tombstones of John C. Calhoun and Abraham Lincoln. This matter has been settled.
See, we killed people a long time ago,
yep.
And so therefore we're going to say that the reason we killed people is the same reason we'll kill people again.
That's their only answer.
I've got the...
You don't have any good reasons to stay in the United
right.
States. We're not going to tantalize you or give you a good deal or, you know, give you any kind of actual reason to want to stay. We're just going to go ahead and threaten you with violence. We're going to bring you to your grave if you continue to pursue the path of secession, fill in the blank, state.
Yes.
And this is what it's unfortunately going to... I mean, I don't want it to come down to violence, and I hope that it ultimately wouldn't. I hope that this is sort of like a paper tiger tough talk kind of thing.
Right.
Where, you know, the puffer fish is puffing up, they're looking really big, but, you know, of course, we've seen that when it comes to violence, a bunch of ragtag groups of insurgents in Afghanistan have done a pretty good job of holding off the world's largest and most well-funded and most oppressive violent military.
Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empire. For a reason.
Right.
I've pulled up the full prepared statement from Jeff Sessions.
Is this his speech to the cops?
Yes.
Okay.
Not going to read the entire thing because it's very long,
yeah,
but there
sure.
are a couple of things that jumped out at me where he says, in 2014 and 2015, violent crime stopped falling and jumped 7% nationwide. Homicides surged 20%, the largest increase since 1968. And drug availability rose dramatically. Dramatically, sorry.
It sounds like something he might say, though.
Yeah. Lethal purity reached unprecedented levels while prices fell, and along with the new killer drug fentanyl, overdose deaths reached new levels that they'd never seen before. 66,000 deaths last year.
We're just going to keep arresting people, and that'll solve that problem.
That's why on my first day in office, President Donald Trump sent me 3 executive orders.
Now, he is from Alabama.
Yes.
Okay.
To back the women and men in blue, to reduce crime in America, and to dismantle transnational gangs. We at the Department of Justice embrace these goals. I know you do, too.
Again, he's talking to a police room full of police officers.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there more?
Oh, there's a lot
more. What more do you wanted to share?
Yeah. And then there's the quote about the nullification, a refusal to apprehend and deport those, especially the criminal element, effectively rejects all immigration laws and creates an open border system. Open borders is a radical, irrational idea that cannot be accepted.
In fact, he had something to say about Mayor Libby Schaaf, who, as we mentioned earlier, is the Oakland mayor. She has made public statements about protecting immigrants from the federal government. Here's what he had to say to her.
Well, before you get to what he said to her, he is kind of speaking to us.
Oh?
Here.
In New Hampshire?
Us, as in the host.
Really?
Here. He says, the United States of America is not an idea.
Oh?
It's a secular nation state with a constitution, laws, and borders. All of which are designed to protect our nation's interest. Surely we should be able to agree on this much.
No, sir.
Now, everything you said is an idea.
Yes.
Yeah, the Constitution, it's a physical written document of someone's ideas.
Yep.
Laws, someone's ideas.
Those are opinions backed by a gun.
Borders.
Another idea about a line in the sand.
Ideas that are kind of agreed to at times, but which can change.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have the borders of the United States of America changed?
Multiple times.
I would say countless.
Countless? Okay. All right.
Because there are always tweaks of, oh, the Rio Grande River moved. We now have to resurvey where the border is with Mexico.
I see.
We have to survey this. We have to survey that. There's disputes about who owns this island in somewhere that's got some bat poop on it.
That was a thing, huh?
Oh, that's actually still a thing. The Guano Act. Anywhere that bats poop, the United States government can claim because our Congress passed the bat poop bill.
And that is what guano means, by the way, for people
yes.
who didn't know.
And there are a bunch of disputes over who owns certain islands where the U.S. government says, we own this because bat poop.
Guano.
And then somebody else says, no, we own it because it's closer to where we live and we actually go there occasionally.
Here's my message to Mayor Schall. How dare you? He said on Wednesday, how dare you needlessly endanger the lives of our law enforcement officers to promote a radical open borders agenda?
Open borders, you mean like before the Chinese Exclusion Act was passed in 1882 to where anybody could just, you know, show up and live here?
The fact is a lot of them went to California and made a much better life for themselves.
Right.
Get away from communism.
Right. Open borders as in even after Ellis Island was opened, originally all you had to do was show up and get your Starbucks name.
Yeah.
And then you're cool. But then, oh, well, no, we need to actually know more, and we've got to test and give people IQ tests and this and that and the other thing, and we've got to ban the Italians, ban the Irish.
Now the Mexicans.
Yeah.
And who's next?
It's always some other that we're supposed to be afraid of.
Well, yeah, because government rules based on fear. I don't like graffiti, but there's one of my favorites in town here in Keene is their power lies in your fear. Somebody wrote that on a building somewhere.
Ooh.
It's true. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. We got way more to get to coming up in hour number three, but also plenty of time for you with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.